Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Internet world. Welcome to The Cross in the Desert, speaking hope and freedom to Iran. I'm your host, Randy L. Noble, and once again, I want to say thank you so much for spending time with me this morning on my radio broadcast. Today is Monday, June 13th, 2022. This is a continuing series I've been doing on The Cross in the Desert on the Great Global Reset Deception. Now, in the past two programs, I gave some biblical background to the formation of this one world governance or government that will culminate in the rule of the Antichrist during the Great Tribulation. So I've given us a biblical background to this. This morning, I want to talk to you about the hidden agenda of the Great Reset or the Global Reset. The best way to describe exactly what this worldwide global elitist organization is all about, I want you to hear this clip from a sci-fi show in the 1960s called The Outer Limit. This was the introduction that you were treated to every week, and when you listen to it, I will come back and give you some comments. Let's listen.
There is nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. If we wish to make it softer, we will tune it to a whisper. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. We can roll the image, make it flutter. We can change the focus to a soft blur or sharpen it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear. We repeat, there is nothing wrong with your television set. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.
Now, I remember this clearly. I grew up as a child sitting in front of my TV set every week, and I heard that same introduction. We are in control. Well, that was in the 60s. That was a sci-fi series, very popular. But that sums up the global elitists who are part of this Great Reset. But the thing we want to understand about this is that this is not just some group of men gathered together in a room every year in this meeting, somehow devising ways that they're going to revolutionize our world and take control of our lives. It's much more than that. It is a spiritual entity. It is a coordinated spiritual entity that is putting together a plan for the future. In fact, it is conceived in the heart of Satan. His goal is to usurp the authority and the place of God. That's why he was cast out of heaven, Isaiah chapter 14. And he has in the wings waiting a man in the future who will culminate everything through the global reset and initiate a one-world government. But we have to understand something. This is a coordinated attack from the spirit realm. This is not just some men gathering together every year. It has a spiritual element we need to understand. The Bible teaches us in Ephesians chapter 6, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. It's a coordinated spiritual conspiracy. I often hear that we are just banishing about some conspiracy theory. No, this is heavily coordinated by Satan himself. There is a spiritual element unaware to these globalist elitists who are influencing their thinking and in their planning. So how do we as Christians respond to this takeover? That's what this program is all about today. In fact, the first attempt at a global one-world government was way back after the flood, when God judged the human race and saved Noah and his family. In Genesis chapter 11, Nimrod put together a group of people to usurp the authority of God and create a one-world government in the Tower of Babel, Genesis chapter 11. And notice the reaction of God to this. They thought they were in control, and God scattered them all throughout the earth and abolished their Tower of Babel. So God is in control of all world events. I want to talk to us today about the hidden agenda of the Great Reset. It was back just a couple of weeks ago, through May 22nd through the 26th, in Davos, Switzerland, the World Economic Forum gathered together for their yearly meeting. Now, they usually do it in January, but this year they coordinated their World Economic Forum meeting with the World Health Organization, and they both met at the same time. They appeared with 2,600 people in this large room, and some of the people there, John Kerry, of course, Bill Gates, Leonardo DiCaprio, all of the elitists, the rich elitists, if you will, meeting together to change the world that you and I live in. These are not just some fly-by-nighters. These are highly organized corporate executives, bankers, social media, Hollywood stars that meet together to tell us how we're going to live. So meeting together in Davos, Switzerland this past May, the founder of the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, made a statement to those people in the room, not to us, but to those people in the room. He says, quote, "The future is built by us." Again, this is just like the Tower of Babel in Genesis 11. Nimrod, the great organizer, is saying, this is our world. Never mind that the Bible says that the earth is the Lord's. But he's saying the future is built by us. Now, there were many Republicans, by the way, present at this meeting. They have insisted, and it's been their plan, to create a new world order, our world government. This is exactly why they met in coordination with the World Health Organization. Look what you and I went through for 2 years under the iron fist of the WHO, Fauci, and the rest of these people. Do you think that COVID was just a happenstance? No, my friend. It was coordinated and planned for our complete control through climate change, surveillance, and carbon footprints at this meeting they discussed of what they were going to do. Now, what is the logical outcome in the future of this great reset? Let me read to you from the Bible, Revelation chapter 13, verse 7. And it was given unto him, that is Antichrist, to make war with the saints and overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. The great reset, the great global reset, is under the influence of Satan, who wants his man in the future to rule all over the world, Antichrist world government. Satan's plan is to thwart God, but of course he will not succeed in the end. But this is the ultimate goal of the Great Reset. Now, J.P. Morgan, Chase Citi, CBS News, Microsoft, all of these huge corporations were present selling control. The two big messages, the so-called hidden agenda, is global control. But they really made a point to say they want to censor any opposition or anyone disagreeing with them. They want to censor our voices. And they're going to do it through surveillance. That's how they want to shut down our voices from speaking out. You realize that every time you said something in opposition to the COVID, you are removed from Facebook, you were removed from YouTube, you had the global elitists controlling all of big tech and shutting down your voices. Now, another quote from Klaus Schwab, which I thought was mind-boggling. He says, the world can find salvation at Davos. That's what he said. The world can find salvation at Davos. Through all of the crises with the food shortages, the climate, the economic things that are going on, we, the elite, have this master plan, and he says the world can find salvation at Davos. Well, the Great Reset wants to do away with capitalism in every facet of our freedoms. President Biden, of course, you know, has announced that he is part of, he's in support of this, quote, New World Order. And he says, and he continues to insist, that the pain at the pump is a painful transition away from oil and gas. They want us to drive electric cars. Yeah, right, $55,000. But understand something. These are not men just boasting. These are men planning through power, through money, and big powerful corporations that comprise this great reset, trying their best to implement the Green Deal and cancel all energy leases. This is the crisis that you and I are suffering from, and it is not a happenstance. It has nothing to do with Putin. It has everything to do with the great reset. And now you understand, I'm sure you know, that's why Trump had to be removed, because he was not a globalist supporter. And that's why there was a fraudulent election. Now, the World Economic Forum has created these energy and gas shortages that you and I are suffering with. They have implemented this chaos so that you and I are forced to submit to their control. These self-appointed, rich, greedy elitists, unelected, are controlling things. Now, at this recent meeting, Bill Gates made an astounding statement. He said that he wants global governance to be in charge of lockdowns in the future. So he is busy hiring 3,000 people for the next pandemic to combat all misinformation. You know, we had a lot of so-called misinformation during COVID. Well, he's making sure. And he says the next pandemic, whatever that might be, he is hiring 3,000 people to deal with the oppositioners and the information that you and I are trying to put out about this fraudulent event. He wants to censor, of course, free speech. In this meeting, they discussed how health care is going to be controlled through your smartphones. Our movements, every one of our movements are going to be tracked. This is Big Brother. This is 1984. Only that this is not a joke. This is really what they're planning. They are going to create what's called a one-world digital passport that would control all of our vaccine information if we wanted to travel. The digital passport. They want digital money. This is something that they are planning also, a cashless society. What does that say? Revelation 13, 17. If you want to buy or sell during the Great Tribulation, you better take the mark. You better identify with Satan's man. And if you do, you're doomed for all eternity. But this is that mark coming, this man of sin. It is a cashless society. If you want to buy or sell, this is what's going to happen, Revelation 13 says, in the future. So again, the global reset involves global control, ending free speech, the end of capitalism, and thus all about socialism. It's a Marxist agenda. Now, Bill Gates explained that a device right now is being created for consumers, which he says to measure their own carbon footprint. What on earth is that? Well, where are you traveling? It's going to record it. How are you traveling? It's going to talk about it. What are you eating? Your diet, your food, your traveling is no longer your private information. This individual carbon footprint tracker is going to tell that government every one of your moves. You think I'm crazy? Look at China. They currently have a digital currency system. They currently have millions upon millions of surveillance cameras tracking Christians. Who are they inviting to church? If it's not in agreement with the government of China, they're arrested. This is being implemented heavily in China, and Klaus Schwab is openly a supporter of the dictator of China. They are putting all of these pieces together with the help of the UN and many corporations through big banking, big media, big business, and the message, the hidden agenda, is big control, big censorship. So now here's the question you have to ask, and you should email your Republican officials. Why didn't the Republicans who attended publicly condemned this idea of the big Marxist global elitist control? Why didn't they say something about what's going on here? This whole movement is an overthrow of our constitutional republic and Bill of Rights. Why didn't the Republicans who attended speak out about this? That's a very, very good question. So how does this affect you and me directly? Well, the global reset, they're architects of the current misery that we're suffering from. They are architects of the COVID and how it was mishandled, how the government locked us down through these policies. They want to implement this worldwide next time. And Biden, of course, the one who's created our inflation woes, printing all of this COVID relief package money and shutting down our energy output and our economic resources. And it was because of COVID that our economy was ruined, our businesses shut down, and our freedoms taken away. The World Economic Forum, meeting at the same time as the World Health Organization, they both used the COVID crisis to transform our planet and implement their agenda of global control. This was a dress rehearsal for what is yet to come. Now, this is one thing I want to emphasize for us who are Christians. We have nothing to fear. Number one, the great rapture and the great snatch will remove us before the beginning of this seven-year tribulation period. But I want you to hear what God has to say about these global elitists who are planning all of this. Psalm 2. Listen carefully. Why do the nations conspire and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth rise up And the rulers band together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their chains and throw off their shackles. Well, what does God say to that claim? Verse number 4, the one enthroned in heaven laughs. The Lord scoffs at them. He rebukes them, that is the elitists, in his anger and terrifies them in his wrath, saying, I have installed my king on my Zion, my holy mountain. You are my son. Today I have become your father. Ask me, and I will make the nations your inheritance, the end of the earth your possession. You will break them with a rod of iron. You will dash them to pieces like pottery. Therefore, you kings, be wise. Be warned, you rulers of the earth, serve the Lord with fear and celebrate his rule with trembling. Kiss his son, or he will be angry, and your way will lead to your destruction, for his wrath can flare up in a moment. Blessed are those, all of those who take refuge in him. God is not playing games with this global reset. The Antichrist in the future and his rule and his worldwide conspiracy, which is the outgrowth of the Great Reset, will fail. Because King Jesus is coming back again, Revelation 19. He is the true Great Resetter. He is the one ruler of the world. He is the one coming, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Prince of Peace. So I can tell you the good news. I've read the back of the book, and we win. The global reset is making all of these boastful claims right now. And sure, it's a frightening time for all of us as Christians. And sure, we need to speak out and resist with all of our might, and we need to preach the gospel with everything within us. But remember the ultimate victory is the Lord's. And the Lord laughs at their claims, and the Lord is saying very clearly, kiss the Son, or you will suffer my wrath. In other words, come to Jesus. He is the only hope for this planet. He is the true Great Resetter who is coming. But I want to inform us also, in light of everything that I said, Daniel chapter 2 verse 20, God is sovereign. He is in control of all world events, and we can take refuge in him. Times are going to be very tough before the rapture. Times are going to get very difficult economically, religiously. Our control, our freedoms are going to be vanquished, and that is the goal of the Great Reset. In fact, there are so many people that are thinking this is the greatest idea of the world. We will solve all of our health problems. We're going to solve all of our financial problems. We're going to solve all of our religious problems. Remember, Klaus Schwab says, come to Davos for salvation. The future is ours. This is an Antichrist organization. This is an organization that will remove our freedoms with their efforts to destroy capitalism and everything about it. So as I've spent some time this morning, I want to encourage you, tomorrow, June 14th, a brand new book is coming out, and I urge you to get it up on Amazon. It's called Global Reset. The authors are Mark Hitchcock and Jeff Finley, Global Reset. I tell you, a lot of the information that I'm giving to you this morning is based on this book. And in fact, what I shared with you was an interview on Olive Tree Ministries, Jan Markell, with Michelle Bachman just a few days ago. These are great resources for us as Christians to read, to be informed. And so again, please share this radio program on your social media page if it isn't shut down. And these resources I mentioned is very important reading. But remember, we are people of the cross. And I want us to hear a song of worship right here before we end today's program by Selah.
Home, we're heading home. We journey on to see our Savior face to face. Close. We're getting close. Our joy is rising higher with each step we take. Forward onto Jesus. We are the people of the cross. We choose Christ and count all else as lost. If not for grace, we would be lost without the promise that you gave. Praise, be ever praised. Your spirit burns within us brighter every day.
Beautiful worship music to set the tone of our broadcast today, People of the Cross, Selah. I want you to keep trusting in the Lord to give you wisdom, to give you strength in these latter days, and please share this broadcast with all of your friends to be educated. I will see you again on Thursday. Desert, have an incredible week. Thank you.